Hello and welcome to EFZ Talking Finance. I'm Thomas Bierer, and in this episode you'll hear the essential findings of our study Banking Needs of Large Corporations, presented as a focused summary generated with Google's AI tool Notebook LM. So let's get started.
Today, we're navigating a landscape that's become, well, incredibly complex, and it's evolving at warp speed. How large companies manage their finances, and critically, what they genuinely need from their banks now.
Yeah, it's really not just about deposits and loans anymore, is it?
Not at all. It feels more like a dynamic, global chess game, played out across currencies, continents.
That's a good way to put it, a global chess game.
Okay, so let's try and unpack this a little. What does it truly mean to be a bank for big business in, you know, a world that just never stops changing? Our specific mission for this deep dive is to understand these evolving banking needs, specifically for large companies right here in Switzerland.
And we've got some solid ground to stand on here.
Exactly. Our insights come from a comprehensive empirical study by the Institute for Financial Services, ZUG the IFZ, at Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts.
Right, based on that online survey they did.
Yeah, of 50 large Swiss companies, conducted early in 2025. So pretty current data. We're here to extract the most insightful nuggets, maybe some surprising facts from this study, and basically give you a shortcut to being truly well-informed on this.
And what's truly fascinating, I think, is how the study really pinpoints why these needs have shifted so dramatically.
Okay.
It highlights digitalization, obviously, but also evolving regulatory landscapes and just increasing global complexity. These are the profound forces reshaping what large companies now expect.
It's a fundamentally different environment then.
Absolutely. Different from even just a few years ago. Demands far more from their financial partners.
This Swiss focus is important, isn't it? Because we often see those big international surveys.
Like the EACT ones or Deloitte, PwC.
Yeah. They give us that global overview, which is useful. But this research, it drills down into the specific nuances of the Swiss market.
Which are different. You've got the distinct banking landscape here, the unique regulatory environment.
And maybe most crucially, the intensely international nature of Swiss businesses. I mean, the companies surveyed earn, on average. What was it?
72.6% of their revenue from abroad.
72.6%. That's huge.
It really is. So this study definitely fills a critical research gap, focusing on those specifics.
So given this shifting landscape, this international focus, what are the absolute core needs? What came to the forefront when these companies talked about their banks? What do they really prioritize?
Well, at the absolute center, the study makes it crystal clear. It's all about cash management.
Oh, cash management.
Companies aren't just looking for, you know, a place to keep their money anymore. They're demanding professional support.
In what specifically?
Everything from precise liquidity planning, sophisticated cash pooling, seamless interface integration, advanced e-banking capabilities. They want a true partner in optimizing cash flow.
A partner, not just a provider.
Exactly. And a major insight here is the near universal adoption of treasury management systems, or TMS.
Right, the TMS.
A full 78% of these large Swiss companies are already using one.
78%, but
yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah. Think of a TMS as the digital nerve center for a company's financial operations. It automates everything from cash forecasting to risk management.
So it's central to how they operate.
Totally. And with top providers like Coupa, SAP, FIS Integrity being common, well, this means banks must be able to intelligently connect to these systems.
It's not optional anymore.
No. TMS compatibility, API-based connectivity. They aren't just nice-to-haves now. They're critical differentiators. If a bank can't integrate properly,
they're potentially out of the game.
Pretty much for these large clients, yeah.
That emphasis on seamless integration is really striking.
Yeah.
It sounds like banks just cannot operate in a silo anymore.
They really care.
But it's not just about connecting the systems, is it? It's about having that immediate, like, up-to-the-minute view of your money. What did the study say about that?
Precisely. And the study highlights this intense focus on liquidity monitoring. A remarkable 90%, 90 of these companies check their liquidity status daily.
Daily, wow.
Or even multiple times a day.
Okay, that's significant.
It is. And it's not just about, you know, good financial hygiene. It signals a fundamental shift in corporate risk management.
How so?
Well, companies are demanding real-time transparency, not just for efficiency, but because market volatility forces them to make critical decisions almost minute by minute sometimes.
Right. You need the latest information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A bank that can't provide this real-time consolidated view, well, it's essentially rendering its corporate clients blind in a financial storm. That's the real insight, I think.
Blind in a storm. That paints a picture.
And speaking of managing cash, cash pooling is clearly a dominant strategy used by 72% of the companies surveyed.
72%.
Yeah.
Still very high.
Yep. And when you look at the functions they value most, zero balancing was key for 39 companies.
Okay.
Cross-border cash pools for 27 and currency-specific pools for 18.
So complex setups.
Very. And this isn't simple stuff for the banks either. It requires robust solutions, strong technical support, legal, tax, currency support. You need the whole package to handle that global complexity effectively.
That's a really clear picture on cash management. But as you said, these are highly international companies. So,
sure.
Okay, once the cash is managed, what about navigating foreign exchange? FX must be huge for them.
Oh, absolutely. For these large international Swiss companies, FX transactions, market info, risk management tools, they're not just transactional services. The study calls them business critical.
Business critical?
Yeah, deeply embedded in their financial processes. Companies expect banks to go way beyond just executing a trade.
They need more strategic input.
Exactly. A partner that understands their FX exposure holistically.
Yeah.
From strategic hedging right through to real-time market insights.
And how are they actually doing their FX? What did the study find there?
Well, this is interesting. 40 out of the 50 companies use specialized multi-bank FX platforms.
Multi-bank platforms.
Like 360T, FXL, those kinds of platforms.
Okay.
And this far outstrips using the phone or even the bank's own single platform.
Why is that? What does that signal?
It shows a really strong preference for market transparency and, you know, competitive pricing. They want to see the whole market.
Makes sense. And does this connect back to the TMS systems?
It does directly. A significant 72% of companies manage their FX activities directly through their TMS.
72% again.
Yeah, which again just underscores that non-negotiable need for banks to offer seamless integration services. It's all about automation, consolidation, seeing it all in one place.
Okay, so cash management integrated, FX integrated. If a company is dealing in so many currencies and markets, what about the bigger picture of global trade itself? What are they looking for in, say, trade and export finance?
Right. For these internationally active companies, remembering that huge chunk of foreign revenue efficient processing is key.
Naturally.
But also a strong international presence from the bank and competent project support for trade and export finance. These are highly valued.
These aren't niche services then?
Not at all. They're fundamental to their global operations. Moving goods, services across borders. This facilitates all of that.
And did the study mention geographic reach specifically?
It did. Global country coverage was explicitly called out as a crucial factor for 20 companies.
20 out of 50, so a significant portion.
Definitely. It emphasizes the demand for banks with extensive international networks. They need banks that can support diverse market operations wherever they happen to be.
A bank that can follow them globally.
Essentially, yes. Providing local expertise, but with that global reach.
Now, here's where I think it gets really interesting. We've talked a lot about digital integration, TMS, APIs, automated systems.
Mm-hmm.
You might think the human element would start to fade away. But this study seems to reveal something different, a human element that persists, maybe even thrives.
That's a fantastic observation, and it's absolutely true. The study reveals that personal support remains vital, really vital.
How so? What kind of support?
Well, a mixed model seems preferred. Combining a central contact person, someone who really understands their overall relationship, with direct access to specialists for specific issues.
Best of both worlds.
Kind of, yeah. That's what 21 companies prefer. They want that single, consistent point of contact, but also the ability to, you know, dive deep with experts when complex challenges pop up.
And is this just a preference? Or is it rated highly?
Rated very highly. The overwhelming importance of long-term continuous care from their bank. 46 companies rated this as very important or important.
46 out of 50. That's almost unanimous.
It really speaks to the value they place on stability and deep understanding. The kind that only comes from a sustained, trusted relationship.
Trust seems key.
Absolutely. And beyond that, 29 companies specifically value their bank as a sparring partner.
A sparring partner. What does that entail?
They expect proactive thought leadership, insightful market analysis, not just reactive services. They want a strategic advisor who challenges them, helps them think, not just someone who executes transactions.
A true partner then, Not just a vendor. That word partner keeps coming up.
It really does. And that partnership extends to navigating big projects, too.
Which makes sense. These are complex undertakings.
Precisely. Project support is highly valued, particularly for, say, implementing cash pooling that was important to 40 companies.
Okay.
Onboarding new banking relations important to 32. And navigating big system changes important for 28.
These are major operational shifts.
Huge. And companies want their bank right there beside them, providing expertise, guidance through the whole process.
So the human touch is definitely still critical.
No question. But, and this is the fascinating part, while that personal touch is clearly valued, companies also simultaneously demand advanced digital capabilities.
The dual expectation.
Exactly. It's high tech and high touch. They want both.
So what does that look like on the digital side specifically?
Well, take e-banking, for example. Overall importance in cash management, only 42% rated it as high.
Lower than I might have expected.
But, and this is the key distinction, a significant 76% said the ability to self-administer users within e-banking is very important.
Ah, so it's not about more bells and whistles, it's about control.
Exactly. It's about powerful control, flexibility, operational efficiency, managing their own access and permissions within the bank's digital world without needing to call the bank for every little user change.
That's a really sharp distinction. A desire for self-sufficiency within the digital sphere.
Yeah. Okay. What about the actual connections, the interfaces they're using to link everything up?
Right, the plumbing. Well, EBCS remains the most used interface in Switzerland. 39 companies use it. It's that secure bank-to-customer protocol common in Europe.
Okay, EBCS is dominant. What else?
Alongside that, you have SFTP secure file transfer used by 23 and SWIFT, the global messaging network, used by 22. So a mix of established standards.
But is there movement towards newer things?
Yes. There's definitely growing interest in more modern interfaces, things like host-to-host or H2H connections, and especially APIs, application programming interfaces.
APIs seem to be everywhere now. They are. And companies are looking at them for more real-time services, greater efficiency, more seamless data exchange. They want to push the boundaries there.
And related to payments, what were the hot topics?
SEPA Direct Debit, that standardized system for Euro payments important to 26 companies.
Makes sense for European operations.
Yep. SWIFT GPI, the global payments innovation standard, important to 25. That's about faster, more transparent cross-border payments.
Was a good thing.
Definitely. And those API interfaces, again, important to 22, likely for initiating payments or getting real-time status updates. It's all about streamlining and transparency in payment flows.
Anything else major on the horizon?
Well, the big one is the ongoing monumental migration to SWIFT MX, or ISO 2022.
Yes, the new messaging standard.
Exactly. Think of it as upgrading the global financial messaging language to something much richer, more data intensive. Mm-hmm. But it's complex.
How complex?
Very. It requires deep system changes across all financial institutions. And the study shows surveyed companies have an average completion rate of only 32.4%.
Only a third of the way there, on average.
Right. Which indicates a huge future need for bank guidance and support in this massive industry-wide shift. Banks have a big role to play here.
So pulling this all together, what does this mean for banks trying to thrive and for the companies navigating this complex landscape? It sounds like some underlying principles are still absolutely fundamental.
If you connect it all to the bigger picture, yes. The study powerfully reiterates the paramount importance of security and the bank's rating.
How important?
A staggering 48 out of 50 companies consider this very important or important.
48 out of 50. Wow. That's non-negotiable.
Absolutely non-negotiable. And things like long-term oriented ownership, important to 33, and consistent business policy, important to 31, are also key trust building factors.
Stability, consistency, trust.
Exactly. Which raises a really important question, I think. How do banks truly balance that relentless drive for innovation, for APIs, for real-time everything, with this foundational need for rock-solid stability and unwavering trust?
That sounds like a difficult balancing act.
It's a tightrope walk, and mastering it probably defines success in this space.
Did the study indicate things that companies are missing, though? Areas for improvement?
It did. Well, interestingly, 64% of companies said they weren't missing anything specific.
Which is quite high.
It is. But among the others, specific areas did come up. There's a demand for more user-friendly API connections.
So APIs, yes, but better ones.
Better ones, yes. Current interfaces, like those often seen under PSD2 regulations, were sometimes criticized as being functionally limited, especially in a corporate context, not built for their scale or complexity.
Okay, what else?
Calls for greater standardization and self-management for virtual IBANs, easier establishment of international banking relationships.
Because of the limited footprint of some Swiss banks.
Potentially, yes, that was mentioned. And then more operational things like more efficient know your customer or KYC processes and more transparent fees, standard operational pain points, really.
And it's fascinating how these companies seem to be approaching innovation itself. It doesn't sound like a headlong rush into every new tech trend.
No, not at all. It seems quite measured, actually.
How so?
Notably, the expansion of just general e-banking capabilities was only important to a tiny 6% of companies.
Only 6%.
And maybe even more telling, a significant 80% have no current or planned contact with cryptocurrencies or stablecoins.
80% have no plans for crypto. That's quite definitive.
It indicates a very cautious, context-specific approach to emerging tech. They're not broadly rushing to adopt everything new.
They're focused on practical needs.
Exactly. Prioritizing things that directly impact their current operations, their efficiency, their bottom line. It's a strong signal for banks, I think, to focus on utility and integration over perhaps more speculative tech ventures right now.
So the overall outlook then? Successful banks need to master this dual challenge.
That's how I read it, yes. Providing technically robust, integrated, internationally competent digital solutions. That's one side.
The high-tech side.
Right. And simultaneously offering the personal reliability, the deep expertise, and that trusted partnership that companies clearly still value so highly.
The high-touch side.
Exactly. It's about being both in equal measure. That seems to be the winning formula.
So what does this all mean for you listening in? We've seen this relationship between large companies and their banks becoming incredibly nuanced. It's a powerful blend, isn't it? Cutting-edge technology and, well, time-honored trust.
A real blend.
It seems to be about seamless digital integration for the day-to-day operations,
mm-hmm.
combined with expert human support for the bigger strategic decisions. Banks need to be agile, adaptable, and really deeply understand their clients' specific operational and global needs.
That deep understanding is key.
And the study highlights again and again that security and trust are just non-negotiable foundations for these large companies. So here's a final thought to leave you with. Given this rapid pace of digital innovation, all these new financial technologies emerging, how might companies continue to balance that deep-seated need for security with the undeniable push for more interconnected, real-time, and maybe less traditional banking services in the future? What stands out to you about this evolving and maybe surprisingly human-centric technological revolution in corporate banking?